Good morning. We continue to feel the effects of the major nor'easter that came up the coast earlier in the week. As this system continues to weaken, it's only slowly moving into the Canadian Maritimes, and its circulation is still impacting the weather across interior New York and New England. As a result, we'll continue with cloudy skies and a gusty northwest breeze and occasional passing snow showers from time to time today. In fact, some of those snow showers could dust the ground up to an inch or two in a few spots, even more than once during the day. Temperatures will start to climb and reach to about 30 degrees on average for daytime highs. Slowly tonight, as that circulation diminishes, clouds will start to break up and temperatures will drop back into the upper teens and lower 20s, although there's still the risk of a few scattered snow showers. High pressure will build in for the day on Thursday, bringing us back to mostly sunny skies and, as a result, somewhat milder temperatures, with readings reaching above freezing in many locations and into the middle 30s. This will be short-lived, though, as another disturbance will pivot through the Great Lakes and swing through our region on Friday. Skies will cloud up again, and temperatures should reach above freezing during the day. Still, at the onset, we could see some light snow before a changeover or a mix of rain and snow showers on Friday afternoon. As this system departs, we'll dry out temporarily to start the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday. It'll be breezy and turn colder with highs back below freezing and into the upper 20s. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the Gulf Coast, where an emerging storm will gather strength and moisture from the Gulf and work its way toward the eastern seaboard. At the same time, energy diving into the Great Lakes will produce cloudy skies in our area on Sunday, with high temperatures staying in the 20s. We'll be watching how closely this system interacts with the storm along the coast. If the two combine, we could be in for a bigger storm for late Sunday night and into the day on Monday, as temperatures remain in the 20s. Either way, on the backside of this system, much colder air will flow in as we head toward the middle part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will advance through the west while another one plunges south and east into the central United States. Rain and high elevation snow will taper off today from the Pacific Northwest into the northern parts of California, with the snow spreading into the Rockies. Winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings are in effect for as much as 7 to 14 inches of snow. Meanwhile, a wintry mix will move across the northern plains, reaching the central plains and parts of the Mississippi Valley by this evening. The front will slow its progress, which will keep cold and wet conditions across the middle of the country into tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 21 degrees with a north wind at 6 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 43 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow flurries in 26 degrees, the dew point 21, 81% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.46 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Gila Bend and Goldfield, both in Arizona, to a low of 9 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy in the mid-30s, Boston cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 27 degrees, the low 20, the average temperature 24, that's 1 degree above normal. 23 hundredths of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, amounting to 2.5 inches of snow. For the month now, 6.9 inches, which is 6 inches above normal. And 46.4 inches for the season, which is 10.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 57, set in 2016, and the record low, 18 below zero, in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:11 p.m., 10 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s to around 30. A few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Gradual clearing tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s. A few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Gradual clearing tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-30s. Cloudy with snow and rain showers on Friday in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy upper 20s on Saturday. Cloudy with a chance of snow on Sunday, mid to upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder with snow showers on Monday, mid-20s. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs right around 20 on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.